Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 8th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events changed the world around us. If you're interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 1936, for the first time ever, car racing was done at Daytona. This first race was organized specifically for stock car racing participants and was considered an early start of what we now know as the Daytona 500. Daytona Beach, Florida is known for many things. Among them is the expansive stretches of beach and one of motorsport's most historic tracks, the Daytona International Speedway. Although these two things are separate now, they used to be one entity when vintage racers took to the sandy Daytona Beach road course for some classic hot-rodding fun. The Daytona Beach road course got its unofficial start back in 1902 when the founder of Oldsmobile and Rio Motor Car Company, Ransom E. Olds, and the founder of Winston Motor Carriage Company, Alexander Winston, staged a race at the Ormond Beach just down the way from Daytona Beach. In 1936, Daytona Beach officials contacted Sig Hagdahl, a local racer, about organizing an automobile race at the 3.2-mile course. He obliged and is credited with designing the course, which ran down the highway and then looped back around on the sand of Daytona Beach. Unfortunately, the sandy turns of the course became almost impassable at the 1936 event, and it was shut down after 72 of the 78 scheduled laps. By 1953, the Daytona Beach race course was being outgrown by the large crowds attending events and countless racers bargaining for time on the course. So plans were proposed for a permanent race course called the Daytona International Speedway. In 1956, construction on the course began and was completed in time for the 1959 NASCAR premier event, the very first Daytona 500. In 1957, the Suez Canal, which connects the Mediterranean and the Red Sea, was reopened to international traffic by Egypt after Israel withdrew from an occupied Egyptian territory. The Suez Canal is a man-made waterway connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Indian Ocean via the Red Sea. It enables a more direct route for shipping between Europe and Asia, effectively allowing for passage from the North Atlantic to the Indian Ocean without having to circumnavigate the African continent. The waterway is vital for international trade and as a result has been the center of conflict since it opened in 1869. The Suez Canal stretches 120 miles from Port Said on the Mediterranean Sea in Egypt southward to the city of Suez, located on the northern shores of the Gulf of Suez. The canal separates the bulk of Egypt from the Sinai Peninsula. It took 10 years to build and was officially opened on November 17th of 1869. In October of 1956, troops from Britain, France, and Israel threatened to invade Egypt, leading to the so-called Suez Crisis. Although the Suez Canal Company continued to operate the waterway, the UN force maintained access as well as peace in the nearby Sinai Peninsula. This is not the last time the Suez Canal would play a central role in an international conflict, however. In 1917, the beginning of the Russian Revolution against Tsarist rule, following the lack of food in Petrograd, leading to the abdication of Nicholas II and the beginning of the Communist Party rule in Russia. By 1917, the bond between the Tsar and most of the Russian people had been broken. Governmental corruption and inefficiency were rampant, and the Tsar's reactionary policies, including the occasional dissolution of the Duma, or the Russian Parliament, had spread dissatisfaction even to moderate elements. The Russian Empire's many ethnic minorities grew increasingly restive under Russian domination, but it was the government's inefficient prosecution of World War I that finally provided the challenge the old regime could not meet. Ill-equipped and poorly led, Russian armies suffered catastrophic losses in campaign after campaign against the German armies. The war made a revolution inevitable in two ways. Number one, it showed Russia was no longer a military match for the nations of Central and Western Europe. And number two, it hopelessly disrupted the economy. Riots over the scarcity of food broke out in the capital of Petrograd, formerly St. Petersburg, on March 8th, and when most of the Petrograd garrison joined the revolt, Tsar Nicholas II was forced to abdicate or leave the throne. When his brother Grand Duke Michael refused the throne, more than 300 years of rule by the Romanov dynasty came to an end. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 8th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about historical events from the past. Thank you today to the following websites for the information about the topics: thepeoplehistory.com, the sands of Daytona Beach at rodauthority.com, the Suez Canal at history.com, and Russian Revolution at britannica.com. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin MacLeod on incompetech.com. If you enjoyed the information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will help keep the historical events in your feed in the morning for each day. I hope you have a great day.